You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Yes, yes, Football Hour friends. How you doing? You feeling good? Oh, it's so good to be in your ears. I know that sounds weird, but you like it, don't you, really? If you like weird, listen to this. Money, money, money. Must be funny in a football world. Money, money, money. Always sunny in a transfer time tunnel. Ah, all the things I could do if I had a little money. Must be funny. It's a rich football world. Oh, yes. Abba, Abba, Abba. Who'd have thought that? You flick on a football podcast and you get a bit of Abba. Now, wrong with that, is the football, friends? Is there? Really? Yeah, there probably is. Shut up, Alex. So, this is Transfer Time Tunnel. We are flying through the Transfer Time Tunnels. We've done Arsenal's Invincibles. We've done England's World Cup winners. And this feature is gaining momentum. And it's all gaining momentum because of you. You keep listening to it, so you must like it. So, I think you're going to like this one a lot. As I said, this new feature is solely based on Romelu Lukaku and Kyle Walker's transfers to Man United and Man City. 75 mil for Lukaku and 50 mil for Walker. The Premier League money is silly. It is just silly money. It almost feels like these transfer fees isn't real. It's almost monopoly money. The money is stupid. But the money's not stupid. If you want to give me it, money's not stupid, but it is stupid. So I thought I'd imagine what some players from the past would cost in this Premier League day and age if a Premier League club wanted to buy them. So welcome to Transfer Time Tunnel. Yeah, I should do a proper jingle for that. Where I calculate the total price for some of history's greatest football sides. Have you ever thought what Pelé would cost if Lukaku cost 75 mil? Or what United's treble-winning team would cost in today's market? Well, I'm going to work it out. Tonight's Transfer Time Tunnel squad is the brilliant France's 2000 Euro-winning team. It featured the likes of the madman Fabien Barthez in net, the hard man Didier Deschamps controlling the midfield, and Thierry Henry vavavooing up the flanks. Oh yeah, a young Thierry Henry. That is scary. So, what do? We start from the goalie and we work our way forward, going through the transfer prices of each individual player if they were to be bought now in 2017. Do you get it? So it all dependent on their age, what they've done in their career at that point, to work out their transfer total. And I'll make a chart of all the team's totals and see who the most expensive team from history is in today's current market. Currently, England's 1966 World Cup winning squad is still our highest totaling transfer team on a whopping £740 million. Pounds, beating Arsenal's Invincibles, who are in second. So, let's see how the French do. The magnifique French team. Let's see how much it's worth. In goals, Fabien Barthez, the goalie who wanted all the attention on him. Slightly erratic, you'll know, and often wanted to take his team's penalties. What was that about, Fabien? Did you know, though, after retiring from footy in 2007, Barthez began a career in motorsports and entered the 2014 24-hour Le Mans car race tournament driving a Ferrari 458. Don't know what that means. I think it's a good car. And do you know what? Barthez and his co-driver finished 29th. I don't know if there was 29 drivers, but it sounds impressive. 24 hours driving a car. Nah, not for me. He also won the Champions League with Marseille, won the league with Monaco, won the league twice with Man United, World Cup, Euros, Confed Cup. The guy has won it all. In 2000, he would have been 29, which is a good age for a goalkeeper. So if you wanted to buy him then, I think he's going to be worth 42 million to prize Fabien Barthez. Good start. So that's the goalkeeper. Let's do the back four. France played 4-2-3-1 in the final against Italy that night. So we'll start with their right back, Lilian Thuram. A very feminine name, but a very tough defender. Tough. I sound a bit weird, don't I? I sound a bit Ron Burgundy a bit. I'll calm down a bit. He's France's most capped player with a whopping 142 caps. Won two Serie A titles with Juve. Wow, what a player. Big player. He would cost, I think, a lot in today's transfer market. He was 28 in 2000, so his prime years. I'll go with 58 million. If Walker is worth 50, Thuram is worth more. He was France's most capped player with a whopping 142 caps. He won two Serie A titles with Juve. He's a big player. It would cost a lot of cash in today's market. Thuram was 28 in 2000, so his prime years are ahead of him. I'll go with 58 million. If Walker's worth 50, Thuram is worth a little bit more. Into centre-back, Marcel Desailly. He cost Chelsea nearly 5 mil in 98. So, with inflation on that 5 mil, would 5 be 45 mil now? I think so, but the thing is, he was 31 in 2000. So, he's getting on a bit. Not many years left in him. So instead of 45, I'm going to go with 30 million. His centre-back partner was Laurent Blanc. The geezer was titled the president by fans in Marseille. It would be Les President, wouldn't it, if it was in Marseille? Don't ask me why, he just was. More than a solid defender, brutal in attacking the header. It was his ball more than a solid defender. He was brutal in attacking the header. It was his ball and he'd cop a bit of the man as well. He won the league at Man United at the age of 35. I also think he was quite a good manager as well at PSG. And they should have stuck with him. But they're doing all right now. They've got Neymar. In Euro 2000, though, Laurent Blanc was 34. So no transfer market value. So I'll place him at a respectable 6 mil. If he was 10 years younger, say, he'd be John Stones money and a little bit more. Left back. Lizarazu. I like pronouncing that name. 98 caps for France, this guy. Won the Champions League and 5 German titles whilst at Bayern Munich. Do you know, once he retired, he became a Brazilian jiu-jitsu fighter. He competed in jiu-jitsu competitions in Europe, where he became European champion in blue belt senior one light division. I don't know if that's good, I don't know if that's bad. He sounds pretty good. He's the France Gary Neville, apparently. The French Gary Neville. Very good looking man as well. So that will put a little bit more on his price. It was 30 in 2000. So I'm thinking 25 million for Lizarazu. 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 Stop saying it, Alex. Move on. Move on, Alex. So the back four and goalkeeper cost a total of 161 million, which isn't too bad for a defence of that quality. We'll take a break from this and come back and work out the midfield and attacks price.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Welcome back to The Football Hour Transfer Time Tunnel. This pod is all about France's 2000 Euro winning team. We've done the defence, we've done the goalie. Let's move into central midfield. The captain that night against Italy was Didier Deschamps, nicknamed the water carrier by Eric Cantona for his tireless work in midfield. I can see why now. Deschamps was an intelligent, hard-working defensive midfielder who excelled at winning back possession and subsequently starting the attacks, which is what you need when you've got Henri and Zidane in front of you. So, he won two Champions League, one with Juve and the other with Marseille, and four Serie A titles with Juve as well. He was 31 in 2000, so I'll say 37 million because of his age. If he was a lot younger, it would cost a lot more. His central midfield partner was Patrick Vieira. If you want to hear me rave about Patrick Vieira, check out the Arsenal Invincibles Transfer Time Tunnel podcast. I rated him at 95 mil on that pod. But that podcast was all about 2004, Arsenal's 2004 squad. Vieira would have been 4 years younger. He was only 24 in 2000. So instead of 95 million, I'm going to go with 115 million pounds just because he was younger. Worth it, though, wouldn't he? Lot better than Pogba. The three behind the striker now. The three sort of number 10s. Right wing, we had Djorkaeff. 32 in 2000, so quite old, but scored 28 international goals over his career. That is brilliant, isn't it? League Cup runner-up with Bolton in 2004, let's not forget, I'm sure was probably the highlight of his career, not winning the Euros. I'm going to go with 28 million for Djorkaeff in the number 10 position that evening. Zinedine Zidane. You may have heard of this guy. Have you heard of Zidane? Yeah, you're a football fan. You've heard of how brilliant Zidane is. In 2001, he set the world record fee from Juve to Real Madrid. Transfer was 60 million. So we know if you bought him now, he would be very, 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 very pricey. He's better than Neymar. There's no doubt about that, I think, at the moment. So I'm going to go bigger than the 200 PSG spent on Neymar. I'm going to go £250 million. Drop that one, didn't I? It'd be worth it as well. It'd be worth it. £250 million? Yeah. Yes, please. If Pogba's worth 90, Zidane's worth 250. This team is mad, you know. This France 2000 squad is mad. Because next to Zidane, there is a little guy called Thierry Henry. Once again, I valued this guy for the Invincibles pod. I priced him at 220 mil, but that was him at 27. He'd be 23 in 2000. Oh my God, can you imagine? That surely means I need to value him higher, because he's younger, of course. I'll go 230 mil, which seems a lot, but if you bought him at that age now, you're going to get your money's worth out of him, no doubt. Up top on his own, starting that final against Italy. Christophe Dugarry, not as well known as Zidane or Henry, probably because he's nowhere near as good. He won La Liga with Barca, but he only played 7 games. And the big highlight was he kept Birmingham in the Premier League, avoiding relegation in 2003. But he was young, so I'll go with 30 million to get Dugarry in 2000 after the Euros. Which brings France's Euro 2000 winning team, the starting 11, to a total of 851 million in today's market. Which, Football Hour friend, smashes England's 1966 squad by a whopping 100 mil. We have our new number one. France's 2000 squad. Granted, about 500 mil of that is Zidane and Henry. But that's 500 mil well spent of anyone's money. That was Transfer Time Tunnel. You've been listening to the Football Hour. I've been Alex Mearns. If you like the podcast, if you want to hear more from the Transfer Time Tunnel feature, subscribe on iTunes. If you're on Twitter, follow us at the Football Hour. Follow me at AlexMearns7. I've asked you to do 3 things there, but all of them things that I've asked you to do are completely free of charge. Okay? So, go and do it for me. I do these pods for you for free. All right, in a bit.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
All right, football friends. Alex here. I know the podcast is meant to be over, but I have something to ask. At the moment, I am producing, presenting, and editing the podcast all on my own. Don't feel too sorry for me. I do love doing it. However, I feel as though I am letting the podcast down slightly. I don't have enough time in my schedule to fully keep on top of our Facebook or Twitter accounts. I want to grow our Facebook and Twitter followers in order to reach new listeners. So what I'm asking is if there's anyone out there listening who wants to get into the world of journalism, wants to get into the world of social media, wants to get in the media world, I have a sort of opportunity for you. If this is your thing, I would love for one of you, one of the Football Hour listeners, to be our social media manager. So I will put you in charge of all our social media accounts, our Facebook and Twitter. And it's your responsibility to make creative tweets, make amazing Facebook posts which reach new audiences, and to develop our listeners and develop our followers on all our social media accounts. If anyone would like to take this responsibility and help me out, Basically, you're doing me a massive favour. You would be in charge of at the Football Hour Twitter account, and you'd be in charge of the Football Hour Facebook account. You would make posts about the podcast, and you would interact with our listeners. That's all you've got to do, simple as that. If you would like that opportunity to be our social media manager on the Football Hour, just follow us on Twitter, at the Football Hour, and DM us your details, and I'll give you a call. Just drop your number, and I'll give you a call, and you can basically have full responsibility of our Twitter and Facebook account. Please, one of you, take up that responsibility. I need you, football friends.